An increasing number of Australian children are unable to live safely at home, prompting the search for more effective models of care. After a two-year trial period, a new type of residential care is being rolled out in Victoria by family services organisation Berry Street. Tom Bowerman is Berry Street's Director of Innovation and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So how serious is the problem of children being removed from their homes?
I think across Victoria, across Australia, across the whole world, I've come from New Zealand to help set up this program. It's significant. We've got 10,000 young people in out-of-home care now across Victoria, and that number is increasing significantly. So the trajectory would be 2025, we'd have 25,000 children in out-of-home care. So we, I think, need to really do better with the children that we've got in out-of-home care, but also look at early intervention, prevention, and other ways to keep families together.
So who are the kids who are coming into care and what sort of needs are emerging for them?
There's no one size fits all in terms of the types of children that we're seeing coming through, but they're typically kids with complex behaviours, family breakdown, offending, not attending school, you know, having difficulties in the community, a whole range of issues, and increasingly getting younger, and also increasingly experiencing some either mental health challenges or some involvement with disability services.
So what's different about this new model of residential care for kids that you've come here to develop?
So I think for Berry Street, we saw that, you know, residential care has been around for a long, long time. Berry Street's been involved in residential care for 100 plus years. We really wanted to do something different, something that is going to make sure that we deliver the best possible outcomes for the children that we're working with. So as an example, the teaching family model, it's purposeful. It's about teaching skills to children and to young people. It's about enabling and supporting our staff to be able to have the tools and resources they need to be able to support children, to be able to get better outcomes. It's a real shift from keeping kids safe and monitoring kids to being really purposeful, engaging, and being really active in the work that we do with children to really give them a better chance, not just to be successful in the home, but to translate those skills into school, their family, the community, wherever they will go.
What's the ultimate goal of the program? Is it for children to be able to return home?
It would depend on each individual child's circumstances, but one of the things that the organisation's held accountable to is that the program's effective, so we need to measure the effectiveness. So that might be that the child's education is improving, their attendance is improving, their relationship with their family is improving. It may be concrete things like their behaviour is reducing, their trauma symptoms are reducing, but in the ideal world, yes, that they would return safely home to family. And in our pilot home, we've certainly seen really good success of young people being able to engage back with their family when that was not seen as being an option.
And the professionals that surround the kids try to stimulate family group dynamics. What does that mean? How do you stimulate family group dynamics?
Some of the things that the model would encourage us to do is to involve family in the home. So in our pilot house, the family would come to the home, family would be observing, seeing, so it might be mum, dad or aunt, are learning as at the same time as their children are learning. Traditionally, I think, for various reasons, community homes and residential homes have become more institutionalised and not found a way to be able to safely have family visit there sort of in the community but not part of the community. Mm. The model really pushes us to one of the expectations is that they're family informed, family style. So we're engaging the wider family, but also we're doing things in the home that give kids the chance to have a say on things. So the homes will mostly have some sort of family meeting over dinner in the home to say, you know, what's going well, what's not going well, and enable children to make as many decisions as possible rather than have staff decide for them.
It's a very different model. How do the adults respond? Is it challenging for them? Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, much of the dysfunction comes from the adults. That's why that these problems are occurring.
Yeah, I think it is different, but there's not too much in it that's rocket science. So it's about how do we be confident that we can replicate the things that we know work. So we see the same staff being able to do things very differently. So they get additional training to help with that. But the feedback and my experience, particularly from New Zealand over a 5 or 6 year implementation there, is that initially staff were uncertain about that and found that level of oversight a little bit uncomfortable. But if you spoke to staff a year, 2, 3 years on, they're proudly 3-year certified staff, and they would value that input and that level of oversight and accountability, and would see that what they're then therefore able to do with the kids they're working with is significantly improved.
You mentioned this growth rate. You thought it would be 25,000. Is your ultimate aim to ensure that it doesn't get up to that level?
The teaching family model isn't going to solve that in its own. So it's, you know, I would say that's one of three initiatives or paths that Bury Street are following around that. So that is, one is to provide the best possible care that we can in our residential services. And I think the teaching family model is already given us some early indications that we can do that. Second would be to continue to grow the numbers of foster carers we have, but that's a challenge in terms of continuing to recruit and retain caregivers. And the other would be to invest more and for the government to invest more in the earlier intervention to prevent the need for those out-of-home care placements. So, you know, the
helping families before they get into this.
Exactly. I strongly believe that the more we can do in terms of investing up front, we will save significantly, not just in terms of dollars, but just in terms of better outcomes for families.
Yeah, and better outcomes for children who are often suffering in these environments. Hey, Tom, thanks for coming on. Tom Bowerman is Bury Street's Director of Innovation, and this is RN Drive.